Shafts of light beam up into space from every continent on the globe. In large white letters, the word Universal wraps itself around the planet. British Sky Broadcasting with Toons Entertainment PTE Limited, Lookout Entertainment and Commotion Pictures present R.L. Stine's Mostly Ghostly, Who Let the Ghosts Out? The film starts in a dark, damp underground tunnel. The walls are encrusted with human skulls that glisten in an eerie light. Outside, a full moon hangs in the black night sky. A couple of cars pass through the quiet town centre, and people start to make their way home as the shops close for the night. In her front yard, Harriet Doyle is putting the finishing touches to a brightly painted trunk that is sign-written, Max the Magnificent. A jet black raven sits on the mailbox outside the Doyle's home. A narrow strip of intense light runs around the centre of the bird's body and splits it into two halves. A column of smoke sprays up into the air, forming a small cloud. An elderly man in a long black cape appears from the smoke. His face is pale with dark rings around his eyes. The top of his head is bald, but he has long shoulder-length white wispy hair growing from the back and sides. His teeth are long and white, with sharp pointed tips. He walks up the steps to the front door, then evaporates into thin air. He reappears inside the house in the hallway at the bottom of the stairs. He glances around, then looks up the staircase. He begins to climb the stairs, then evaporates. He reappears in a bedroom where Max Doyle is practicing a magic trick in front of a camcorder.
Good evening, everyone. I am Max the Magnificent. And tonight, you will be truly astounded.
Max continues, unaware of the stranger's presence.
Here you see two ordinary, unattached rings. Yes, but watch.
He links the rings together. The stranger watches, unimpressed.
And now I will magically unattach them.
He loses his grip and the rings fly across the room. The stranger yawns with boredom.
I must have forgot to say the magic words. From the light of earth, the dark descends. Should they return, then all depends.
He turns angrily to Max.
Who is this mortal that dare utter those words?
And now for my next trick. I need an ordinary, empty...
A top hat wobbles on Max's head.
Hat.
He takes it off and a white dove pops out.
Bravo.
The stranger looks across the room at a vent cover on the wall.
I'm coming, my children.
And now I shall make the celery disappear. From the light of earth, the dark descends. Should they return, then all depends.
Those cursed words again!
The stranger leaves. Max emerges from under his cape, chomping on a stick of celery. His older brother Colin stands at his door.
Listen, pesthead.
Colin storms into the room and grabs the camcorder.
Told you not to use my camera.
Colin trips Max up as they leave the bedroom.
I meant to do that.
What a clumsy dork.
You're such a dope. I'd saw you in half, but then I'd have two dopey brothers.
From the light of earth, the dark descends. Should they return, that all depends.
Wait till YouTube gets a load of this.
No. Oh. Mom! Where's my other magic cape? This one got torn.
But if it's a magic cape, then why doesn't it fly up here?
That's a brain in there. Then why doesn't it work?
What the?
Colin chases him downstairs.
Mom, where's my other magic key? You know the good one.
Yes, I heard you. It's downstairs in the dryer.
Oh.
Put the finishing touches on your magic trunk. Oh, Max the Magnificent.
What happened to Max the Greatest?
Let's start with Magnificent and work our way up, okay?
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, Buster. Come on, Buster.
A small black and white dog looks up at Harriet.
Come on, Buster, sit. Sit. Lie down. Roll over. Speak. Please. You want to go outside? Yeah, you know that one, don't you?
Why doesn't he use the doggy door? It's right there.
I'm working on it.
Max, I just put up a new net. Colin and I are going to shoot some hoops, then we're going to go for a run. You should join us, buddy.
The only time Noodle Leg runs is when I'm chasing him.
Hey, I can't risk a leg injury. There's a dance after the Halloween talent show, and I don't want to disappoint all the lucky girls who beg me for a shot.
No girls talk to you.
Hey, yesterday I asked a girl to go to the dance with me, and she said no. I call that talking.
He closes the back door on Colin. Max's dad, John, follows him into the lounge.
Look, I know you're not great at basketball or any sports, but maybe you should get out there and pump up a couple of shots. Practice.
After dinner, Dad, I'm going to practice my magic a little more because I want my act to be the best in the show.
I'll tell you about magic. You know the best magic there is?
Colin remembering to flush. Okay, it's somebody sawing someone in half.
Anybody can saw someone in half.
Yeah, but you have to put them back together again. Magic.
Real magic is passing the 3-mile mark and you're hardly breathing heavy. Magic's catching a tight spiral pass on your fingertips for a TD or scoring a 3-point shot right at the buzzer to win the big game. Ah, pure magic. So, you know, sports. That's what I'm getting at. You should get out there and mix it up with the guys.
Dad, if I hurt this magic wand hand, it'll be a disappointing blow to all my fans. So it's not for me. I owe it to them to not shoot baskets or run or jump or lift or crunch or curl or so anything that doesn't have to do with those, I'll be glad to do.
Okay, well, if you change your mind, buddy.
His dad goes outside with Colin just as his mum returns with the dog.
Capes in the dryer?
That's where it's at. Honey, would you change out of your good shirt for me? No, we want to keep that one nice. Or I could just iron it again.
So I'm going to head there right now.
Hey, sweetie, could you take all the clothes out of the dryer, not just your cape?
Okay. Come on, Buster.
The curtain across the kitchen window parts. The stranger watches from outside as Max goes down to the basement with Buster.
Anyone can throw, shoot, and make baskets, but not everyone can do magic.
Buster has a limp scrap of paper in his mouth.
Hey, what you got there, boy? What you got here? Last week it was those cool magic words, you know, from the light of earth, the dark descends. Doxfit. Don't you ever swallow? You're like Grandma on Thanksgiving. Paranormal?
He puts the scrap of paper on top of the dryer, then starts to take the clothes out. The light in the basement begins to flicker.
Don't scream. Okay, okay. Am I a man or a mouse? I do like cheese.
The light goes out.
Oh, no.
He grabs a torch and switches it on.
No.
He slowly moves back towards the stairs. His own reflection in a mirror scares him.
Me. Just me.
He then spots in the mirror a huge white skull just behind him.
Oh. Here, don't hurt me! Here, take my dog! Take my dog! You can take him.
He realizes it's just a pile of laundry, making a skull face.
Pants, shirts, underwear. There's nothing to be afraid of.
He moves across to the basement wall.
It has to be nice. It has to be nice.
He places his ear against the wall and scratches it with his fingernails. A crusty hand pokes through the wall and wiggles its fingers.
Dad, we have mice with really big hands!
Max races up the stairs. Colin jumps out at the top wearing a gruesome monster mask.
Colin, knock it off! It's your brother.
That's twice as horrible.
The skull-encrusted tunnel is on the other side of the basement wall. The tunnel leads to a big open chasm where a group of ghouls dressed in dark hooded robes pace around aimlessly in a comatose fashion. One of them suddenly points along another tunnel, and the elderly man who was at the Doyle's home earlier appears walking quickly towards them. The ghouls scatter aside as he approaches.
Ah! I am angered. Mr. and Mrs. Rowland have been banished for eternity. But their children, Nikki and Clara, are still out there. If they have knowledge of the chant, the expulsion spell, and if they find the castaway ring, whose stone has the light of three suns, they could banish us to the depths of the earth. But children, please. I realize you are in eternal pain, but just try, please, to walk it off. Now, there is a magician, Max the Magnificent. You should see his ring trick. It's really something to behold. He lives in this house, and he has knowledge of the chant. Have Terra and Nikki confided in him? Are they working together? I must destroy Terra and Nikki.
One of the ghouls puts his hand up.
What, Frank?
Question?
He holds his cape open and two grotesque creatures run from swirling vortexes under his arms and grab hold of Frank.
There are no questions.
Hurry!
Follow me! Please try to keep up and stop moaning!
He walks briskly along the tunnel to the Doyle's basement wall at the end.
5 days from now, on Halloween night, when I have my full powers, this wall will come down, and we will be free, free. And if Max the Magnificent dares to stand in our way, then he too will be destroyed. Please, Frank.
Sorry.
Terra, Nikki, I will find you.
He scratches the wall with his black fingernails. Nikki and his little sister Tara approach the Doyle's home.
Nikki, why is it so cold? It wasn't cold when we left the house. And Halloween? What happened to the 4th of July?
You sure we're in Plover?
Of course. I recognize everything. And then again, I feel so different.
Colin and his dad jog along the street. They run straight past them.
That was rude.
Hey, my sister Tara was talking to you!
Oh, look, Miss Wright! Miss Wright!
Miss Wright!
Miss Wright! Miss Wright! Over here!
No!
Ah!
Ah! Did you see what just happened to us?
Uh-huh!
Stuff like this only happens in movies and TV, too. To ghosts!
We are not ghosts.
No one can hear us, and a car just drove through us.
Ah! Two skateboarders ride straight through them.
Ghost!
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 They both disappear.
I can't see you!
I can't see you!
Colin and Max are sitting eating breakfast.
Hey, guys. I'm making a shopping list. Where's the celery? It's the fourth bunch this week. Last week it was carrots.
Why don't you ask Max, the munching magician?
It just disappear?
Well, I am magic. Things just happen.
Oh, speaking of weird things, anybody hear mice scratching on the walls?
They aren't mice. That's what I was trying to tell you.
A hand came through the basement wall.
She smiles to Colin.
Look, mice don't have hands.
Well, then the wall has hands. Colin, does that make any sense?
All right. After school, I'll go down there and check it out.
You? You're afraid of any weird sound.
Next weird sound you're gonna hear? Me ripping your ear off.
Okay, no more ripping ear sounds at the table. Honey, move your backpack before somebody trips over it.
He stands in front of the backpack with his wand.
In the light of Earth, the dark descends. Should they return, that all depends.
I said that about 1,000 times. Where'd you get it?
I read it on something Buster found. I figure it's some sort of awesome magic chant. But there is more. From the light of Earth, the dark descends. Should they return, that all depends. When hands.
When hands? That's it?
Well, that's all Buster found.
Dork.
Buster is not a dork.
No, I think he meant you're the dork.
Oh. Hey!
He said it, I didn't. Get your bag.
From the light of Earth, the dark descends, should they return, that all depends.
The bag falls over.
Yeah, I did it!
It's full of books, okay? It's top-heavy, you dweeb. That's the reason why it fell.
Max, pick the bag up with your hands.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Max. Colin, big guy. I see you're in a cape. Again?
Yep. Breaking it in for the talent show.
How long does it take you to break something in? I mean, you've been flapping around in that thing for over a week. It's not like when Colin got his new football helmet on his head. Now that's something worth breaking in.
The helmet or his head?
You know, it's not just a talent show Halloween night. There's also a dance.
Ooh!
You're on the committee.
Oh.
I volunteered you.
Uh-huh. Cha-cha? Come on. Get it. Ow. Get it.
This has to be child abuse.
I'd rather eat my own underwear.
You know how with the snake. Okay, I'm gonna go take a shower. And then I'm gonna take my athletic son to the doctor to check out the ankle he tweaked running yesterday. Gotta be in shape for football practice. Right on, dude?
Gotcha.
Okay, Colin, go get dressed.
He isn't limping.
The ghost of a chubby elderly woman appears beside Max.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Does anybody hear that?
Yeah, it's the bus. Hurry up, babe, you're going to be late.
The ghost watches Max fondly as he leaves. He races out of the house and jumps the 6 steps leading up to the front door.
Max, don't forget your jacket!
He runs back inside the house, then returns wearing his jacket, jumping down the 6 steps again. He repeats the procedure, returning with his backpack on.
Don't forget your pants!
Hey!
What a bozo!
Max jumps aboard the bright yellow Plover Prep School bus and takes a seat by himself next to the window. He pulls out his wand and starts practicing his routine. A large ginger-haired boy walks up from the back of the bus and sits next to Max.
The great magician Maxo the Lamo.
Oh, Billy! What a treat. Thought you didn't take the bus.
We moved.
Oh! Great! So now I can get beat up on the way to school instead of during school. It'll save me healing time.
You know, I think I'll beat you up going to and during school. Thanks.
You're so welcome. Well, being threatened, it sure gives me an appetite.
I do magic.
Billy takes the banana from Max and peels off the skin.
Now you see it? Now you go.
Billy spits chunks of banana over Max's face.
That's it! I've had enough of your bullying!
Billy stands up and lifts Max up by his jacket.
What did you say?
Can't get enough of your bullying?
Billy drops Max into his seat. As the bus pulls up in front of the school, two workmen are hanging a banner promoting the autumn festival across the entrance to the building. A gruesome face on the banner stares into the bus window next to where Max is sitting.
I was just kidding! I thought our history teacher was trying to hitch a ride, you know? Yeah? Yeah?
Max stuffs his jacket and bag into his locker and closes the door. He then spots a group of attractive older girls walking along the corridor towards him. He gazes at them with adoration as they walk past, barely noticing him.
So, Tracy, are you serious about your parents grounding you?
I guess. I mean, I can't believe I got a D on yesterday's science test. I studied in between texting till midnight the day before. Oh my gosh, no way. H2O stands for water? I thought it meant hi to only you.
Maybe you spent too much time texting.
Seriously, why would you say that?
Max closes his eyes and drifts off into a daydream. He imagines himself on stage with Tracy as his magician's assistant. He takes a bow, then covers Tracy with a large grey blanket. He waves his wand up and down in front of the grey blanket. He then pulls it away. The audience are astonished as Tracy has disappeared. He taps his wand on the top of his red and yellow striped trunk and lifts the lid up. Tracy gracefully emerges from inside. She stands next to him on the stage, smiling broadly. His parents are in the audience and applaud enthusiastically. His brother Colin reluctantly claps his hands.
And now, let's see if I can get my lovely assistant to step back in to my magic trunk.
The tall, slim Tracy folds herself up into Max's trunk. He closes the lid and secures the latch. His parents watch smiling with anticipation. Colin tries to look unimpressed.
From the light of Earth, the dark descent. Should they return, that all depends.
The trunk fades away into thin air.
In the light of Earth, the dark descent. Should they return, that all depends.
With a stroke of his wand, Tracy materializes on stage alongside him. Max's parents and Colin jump to their feet, applauding. Tracy winks at Max and blows him a kiss. A red lipstick kiss mark appears on his cheek. Max drifts out of his fantasy. Tracy has moved on.
Hey, Tracy, you know, I was wondering, how would you like to be the assistant in my magic?
He sees Tracy and her friends going up the stairs. He runs to another flight of stairs and races up so he can meet her in the upper level corridor. Billy stands behind Max.
Were you going to talk to Tracy?
It's my right as an American citizen. I hereby waive all my rights.
Man, I'd mop the floor with you. But I think this will do you more damage. She's not going to talk to you after she sees this loser. Hey, Tracy, come see the king of the losers.
His teacher opens the classroom door, knocking Max to the ground.
Max?
Present.
The ghosts of Nikki and Tara appear outside the Doyle's home.
I see you! I can see you! Where do we go?
Now we'll know what's happening. Or will they? No one can see or hear us. We're ghosts. This is bad, Nikki, really bad.
Well, look on the bright side. We were never able to do this before.
He runs through a couple walking in the street.
Nikki!
And here's something else I found out. If you concentrate kinda hard, you can use your hands.
He pulls the woman's hat off.
That's weird. My hat just fell off.
Don't bother people. She didn't do anything to you.
Tara! Concentrate!
Go for it.
She pulls the man's cap off, along with his wig.
I didn't know you were bald.
Well, I paid a lot of money for you not to know that.
Now see what you did? You ruined this guy's whole night.
Me? You're the one who told me to do it. Now stop having fun. This is serious.
Yes, sir, Mom.
Mom and Dad can't see us. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Tara looks at the postbox.
D-O-Y-L-E. Our name isn't Doyle. It's Roland.
Well, this is our house, isn't it?
It's our address. That's our tree. This is really scary. Daddy! Mommy!
Tara and Nikki run through the front door. Inside, they spot Colin with his dad watching the TV.
This could be a good game.
Second down and nine. Who are they?
Where's our furniture? Mom! Dad!
They leap up into the air and fly around the house looking for their parents.
I am freaking out.
Let's nail these guys.
Just over 9 minutes to go in the quarter.
Nikki stands right in front of John. Unable to see or hear Nikki, he continues watching the game on TV.
Looking for the blitz. And it is. He's through.
Nikki moves over to Colin. Colin grabs a tin of drink. Nikki shakes Colin's hand violently. He looks worried at his uncontrollable hand. His dad watches with a puzzled expression. The contents of the can then spray Colin in the face. Nikki shoves Colin's head into the bowl of popcorn on his lap.
Colin, use your hands. I usually do. I must have fell. My face is salty.
Dad? Hey, don't do that again, doofus.
Do what?
But you know what I mean, the popcorn thing.
Colin, is it weird to eat something the size of your own brain?
He throws a cushion at Max.
Hey, we're trying to watch the game.
Dad, I forgot to ask. What's paranormal?
Easy, it's two normals.
Okay, I'm betting everything I got that that's not right.
And you win. Paranormal is the study of ghosts and ghostly matters. Some people have a real talent for it.
So if I studied Colin, it would be the study of paranot normal?
Nikki and Tara appear next to Max.
Ah! Come on, buddy, I'm trying to watch the game.
Dad? We're not alone.
Of course we aren't.
Fumble!
Colin's right here.
Yeah. I mean behind me.
I don't see anyone.
Max runs across the room. Nikki and Tara follow him.
Ah!
Oh!
He sees us. You see us?
Uh-huh. Okay, if you can hear us, say weenie, weenie, weenie.
Weenie, weenie, weenie.
Yeah, right, that weenie. Bust your head open with one hand.
Where are our parents?
Who are your parents?
Buddy, they're your grandpa and your grandma. Come on now.
Why are you living here?
Why are we living here?
We got a good price. Man, the people moved out like 8 months ago. They just left.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Vikings!
Woo!
Nice!
Yes!
Yes. It must have been you guys I heard this morning at the kitchen table. You all sing, glory, oh glory, glory. Lulu!
Tara and Nikki run to the kitchen.
Bath time, bathroom break.
I got downstairs.
Oh, you had the closest bathroom last time.
The ghost of Lulu stands at the cooker in the kitchen.
It's night, though, not breakfast time.
Life's been a little strange lately.
This is Max. So far, he's the only one who can see and hear us.
Glory, glory. So you can see us?
Yeah.
Lucky me.
Would you like some eggs?
Sure. Probably make them better than Mom, even though you are dead.
She goes back to the cooker.
What happened to us? How long have we been gone?
A year? Maybe two?
Where'd we go?
I feel so weak. Maybe I should start working out. This coming and going takes a lot out of a person. Ah! Your parents, they found the tunnel. They locked up all the evil ghosts, but fears. He plans on letting them all out. On Halloween, when he's at his full power, you can't let him.
But we don't know anything about a tunnel. How do we get there?
Only the living can go into the tunnel and return. Only the living can help.
Only the living?
But we're ghosts.
I don't want to be a ghost.
Can't hear you, honey. Oh, I'm fading again. Just in 1, 2, 3.
Lulu fades away.
Are you this guy Fears?
No.
You've seen a tunnel?
No, and I don't know anything about your parents. I already have two, so I don't need anybody else's driving me nuts.
Was that your dad and brother in the living room?
Yeah, why?
I'm asking the questions.
I'll show you what ghosts can do if they don't get the right answers.
Nikki walks through Max, then with Tara, they circle around the lounge in a high-speed blur, removing all the furniture.
Yes!
They celebrate with a high-fiving, hand-slapping routine.
Yes, you did!
What are you guys doing? And where's all the furniture?
Max's mother returns with Buster.
Uh-oh, that's my mom.
Max hides.
Hey, everybody, I'm home.
Whoops, wrong house.
She goes back out.
Confusing and confused, Mom. That's got to be off limits.
No.
From the light of Earth, the dark descends. Should they return that...
I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, the stupid chant's got to be good for something.
Where's our mom and dad?
I already told you. I don't know. Anyway, I'll help you. Just put everything back the way it was. Please!
Okay,
thanks. No!
Tara glares at Nikki.
Mom, look. You're giving me...
doing it.
They replace all the furniture. Max's mum comes back in.
I just had the weirdest deja vu thing. I thought I was in the wrong house.
You know, Mom, I think Buster needs to go for a walk.
He just went for a walk.
Well, I know, but he's been drinking a lot of water today, so he probably has to go. And that way, we all can go for a walk.
I'm not going for a walk. I just got home.
Well, I don't mean we. I mean we. Us. We. I mean, I don't know what I mean. Bye.
Max takes Buster's lead and heads for the front door. He hands the lead to Tara while he puts on his jacket. Tara hands the lead back to him. Nikki walks through the front door. Max attempts to follow but crashes into it.
Nikki!
Tara opens the door for Max.
Thank you.
to hit your head.
I can't. It's impossible. Look.
Out in the street, Nicky walks through some dustbins. He dives into one, then flies out of another, then disappears into the mailbox, popping out seconds later and running off along the street.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I remember the words. The light of birth, the dark descends. I remember Dad saying them.
Nicky races through a lamppost.
Whoa. Anyway, I read them on a piece of paper Buster dug up.
Where'd he find it?
In the backyard.
Maybe Mom and Dad left us a note. We'll dig in the backyard.
I used to bury stuff back there all the time. Are you guys serious? Who's gonna explain the huge mess to my parents?
Don't worry. We always clean up after our messes. Almost always.
All right, look. If you guys have to dig, can you please wait until after my parents go to bed? Because I don't want them seeing dirt magically flying around in the backyard.
We'll wait in the garage.
I want to dig!
Garage!
Okay, okay. Thanks. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Come on, Buster.
A little later, Max is on his way back with Buster.
Great. All I wanted was to do magic. Now I've got ghosts. I should have stuck to raising hamsters.
What is it, boy? Buster?
Just like the raven, Buster splits into two halves.
I was gonna say let's split, but this is ridiculous.
From a thick cloud of smoke emerges the old man, Fears, the leader of the ghouls.
Max Doyle, where are they?
They? Do you think maybe we could be a little more specific? And who are you?
I am Fears, the animal traveler. Now, if you tell me where they are, I might let you live.
There you go with that they again.
The children, Terra and Nikki.
Oh, that they. I'm afraid I don't know anyone by that name. Sorry.
Max, would you like to see what happens when I get angry?
No, thanks.
Well, check this out.
The two grotesque ghouls emerge from Fear's cape. One of them holds up Max's hand. The other fires a yellow ray of light at it. His flesh is removed, leaving just his bones. The yellow ray then replaces the missing flesh from his hand. The ghouls then return to Fear's cape.
Next time, I'll tell them to make you feel the pain. Tell Nikki and Terra that their parents are gone for good, and that all of the ghosts will soon be set free.
Okay, I'll tell them.
If you can tell them, then you know where they are. You cannot hide them from me, Max. We will meet again. And if you tell anyone that you've seen me, my cape-dwelling friends and I will haunt them and make their lives unlivable. Understand? Tell no one. Especially your parents. I know where you live, Max. When was the last time you saw your parents grovel for mercy?
My cousin Skeeter's piano recital.
What?
Never. I've never seen that happen. And I really don't want to, Mr. Fears. So I won't tell anybody. No mom, no dad, no nobody. The light of Earth, the dark descends. Should they return, that all depends.
Don't ever say those words again.
Fear spins in a cloud of smoke and evaporates.
Buster, did you see any of that? Or at least half of it?
Buster's body snaps back together.
Buster! You're back, Buster! You're back! Oh my gosh, you're back!
Fears emerges in the underground chasm and addresses his army of ghouls.
This Max, the magician, has the first part of Roland's chant. The spell, our curse. Take note. If Terra...
We have to find Mom and Dad.
Or Nikki.
We have to find Mom and Dad.
Or Max.
I have to find Buster's flea bath.
If any of these three brats find the second part of the chant and the castaway ring, they will send us to the depths of the earth.
The ghouls cringe at the thought.
But I have a plan. What if I could travel amongst them, move about in secret, disguised as one of them?
Fears transforms into a balding middle-aged man.
I must be certain of what these kids know, and I am going to find out.
Hey, Max. You know, if you spent as much time jogging as you did walking Buster, you'd be a regular miler. Anyway, Mom says the dinner dance talent show is going to be killer. You're headlining, right?
Terra pops her head through the kitchen ceiling.
Nikki's in your room.
Right?
Yeah. Headlights. Yeah, that's me. You're caught in the headlights. Yeah.
He hugs his mum and dad.
Oh, and I promise I won't do anything that'll make a monster haunt you for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Well, that's considerate of you.
We promise the same thing, dear.
Yeah. Oh, and if Buster splits open, it's okay. It's a new trick I taught him.
Yeah. Fetch would have been fine.
Well, I'm gonna go to bed now. Good night.
Splits open.
Nikki peers through the wall into Colin's room.
Nikki, what are you doing, man?
Your brother's weird. He lip-syncs songs into his webcam.
Okay, let's not even get into what he does with karaoke iTunes.
Tara is asleep on Max's bed.
I didn't know Ghost slept.
Yeah, me and Dad can wear you out pretty fast. What was that big box your mom was working on?
Oh, my magic stuff. I'm gonna use it in the show on Friday.
Tara told me about Fears. It's pretty weird you didn't even notice she was behind him.
Well, everything's been pretty weird lately. Why should that be any different?
Yeah, well, I'm going to bed.
Nikki!
It's my old room. I'll be good.
He walks through the wall into Colin's room. Max tries to cover Tara with a blanket, but it just falls through her. He shrugs his shoulders and settles down to sleep on his bedroom floor. His mum comes into his room.
Are you sleeping on the floor?
Well, this way I don't have to make my bed in the morning.
All right. So, I went out shopping today. Picked up this book on wizards, shaman, and sorcerers.
Mom!
Yeah.
It looks kind of weird.
It does? The drawing on the cover was cool. Anyway, this morning I got to thinking about those magic words you're always saying. What's interesting about this book is that there are all kinds of expressions and chants just like that in here. Sounds like one of these guys casting a spell. A spell designed to defeat evil. Just thought maybe you could find some more magic words for your act, you know? Might be fun.
Mom? Do you think you might want to spend the night in here tonight with me?
I haven't done that since you were a baby.
Yeah, but don't you notice something strange about the room?
You mean besides you wanting to sleep on the floor instead of in your bed and you being in your school clothes instead of in your pajamas? Nope.
Oh, okay, never mind. Sorry.
Honey, go brush your teeth, get on your PJs.
Okay.
Pancakes in the morning, sleep warm in your bed. I love you.
Love you too, Mom. Night.
Max starts to flick through the book his mum bought for him.
Ghosts? Demons? Splitting dogs? Why
can't I just be a normal kid who only has to worry about how many zits to cover up?
He puts the book down. On the back of the book's jacket is a family photograph showing a mother and father with their two children. The two children in the picture are Nicky and Tara. The next morning, Nicky is walking on the porch roof. He leaps off and lands on the leaf-covered lawn. His body has sunk into the ground and just his head is visible. Buster runs out of the house and barks at his head.
I've got to do this.
Nicky picks up Buster and floats back and forth past Colin's bedroom window. Colin just sees Buster slowly drifting by his window. He furrows his brow in confusion, then closes his eyes and lays back on his pillow. Max wakes up in his bed and wearily glances around the room.
Where's Tara?
He picks up an alarm clock from a small bedside table.
Rise and shine.
He goes to the bathroom. Nikki's head pops out from the toilet.
Morning. Did I startle you?
Oh, no. Why would I be startled when the first thing in the morning I see is a head popping out of a toilet? Look, I've given you guys my house, my dog, my bedroom, and even my bed. So there's one place that has to be off limits, and this is it.
Okay. Tara wanted me to tell you that I went dirt diving this morning and I couldn't find any more pages.
Where is Tara?
Inside her computer.
What?
Max returns to his room. Nikki is already there.
Hey, weren't you just in the... Never mind.
Max sits down in front of his laptop. Tara comes back into the room.
Ta-da! Morning! When I woke up this morning, I found this in your room. Whoa. It's our mom and dad. The book mentions all these parapsychology websites. So I decided to go on the internet. No, I decided to go in the internet.
That's so awesome!
I was looking for anything about my parents. Being on the inside, I got into pay sites and no access files. A classified studies file at Duke University mentioned that our parents were writing a report there on...
That's the paper I found.
This paper was never seen. Something happened to our parents before they got the chance to publish it. It's titled, Transportation of Evil Paranormal Entities.
Paranormal entities? Like ghosts? Vampires and ghouls and fears. Whoa, I bet it was never seen because fears tried to get rid of it. Or your parents. Tara? I really miss Mom and Dad.
Nikki looks at the picture on the book cover. Tara hugs him.
Bed in a toilet?
Yeah.
Have a good day, Max.
I will.
I'll bring your magic trunk to school, honey.
Yay, thanks.
We're staying close to home in case Lulu comes back. She might have more to tell us.
Yeah, I'm gonna look for the tunnel.
When he finds it, we need you.
Oh, yeah. Because only a living person can enter, right?
Billy waves at Max from the bus.
What? Scared? You won't go in the tunnel?
No, it's just Billy. He's always punking on me in front of the other kids.
What a bully.
Just once, I wish I could use magic to send him into space during school time.
Max walks towards the open bus door.
I can't pass this up.
Me neither.
Billy pulls the boy sitting next to Max from his seat and sits down next to him.
Morning, loser.
Nikki and Tara get on the bus.
Morning, Billy.
Billy falls onto the floor. He stands up, then bends back and forth. He begins to spin around. Max pretends to direct him with his wand. Max Max points his wand to the back of the bus. Billy hurtles backwards, crashing down onto the rear seat. Nikki and Tara rock him from side to side.
Into the computer.
Searching for the tunnel.
Billy sits quietly at the back of the bus with a baffled look on his face. In school, Max is at his locker. Tracy stands behind him, waiting to speak with him.
Hey, Max. Can I talk to you in private?
Yeah.
Tracy leads Max by the hand onto the school's stage.
So I hear you're looking for an assistant for your magic act. I might say yes to something like that.
You're talking to me? About your assistant? I mean, my assistant? I mean, I'd love to have you do it.
Calm down. I said might.
Well, what'll it take to change I might to I will?
Well, first of all, you have to promise not to hang around me too much. It's not good for a senior to be seen with an underclassman.
You got it. I promise.
Secondly, I want my name to be clearly stated in all advertising materials. And it has to be the same size as yours.
Done.
And fourthly...
Thirdly.
Right. Thirdly. I understand you're capable of dealing with advanced senior science class, and I might need your help for a midterm paper.
Well, I'll be glad to help. Anytime, anyplace.
Okay, but remember, this is advanced senior science class, so it might get a little tricky.
Let him trick away. Don't forget, I'm Max... Magnificent.
Aw, so sweet of you.
The beauty is, you don't have to water them. They're artificial. I hope you don't have artificial hay fever.
Okay, rehearsal here after school.
Got it.
Now I've got to get to class.
I'll walk with you. Yeah.
He falls off the stage.
Max?
I was looking for something. Yeah.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
See you later.
Billy turns up.
What were you two guys doing down here?
Just some magic.
He waves his wand at Billy, who quickly scurries away. Looking pleased with himself, Max twirls his wand and blows across its end. Back at Max's house, Nikki drops down into the kitchen. He opens the fridge door and dives in. Moments later, he pops out from the oven.
Tunnel there. No tunnel anywhere.
He dives into the kitchen sink, then emerges from a sink in the basement. He dives into the dryer and quickly comes out of the washing machine next to it. Nikki kneels on the floor and places his ear against the wall at the end of the tunnel. He knocks his head against the wall.
You asked for it.
He stands back from the wall and takes a run at it, but bounces off and rattles around the basement like a pinball.
Said that only a living person can enter the tunnel. This must be it! Tara! Tara, come on!
He jumps up into the house and returns with Tara.
What? I was in the computer tracing all emails from Mom and Dad. There's thousands and thousands of them. And I found something. An email from Dad to Mom. A wizard or magician can rescue victims banished as ghosts by the Lord of Evil.
Tara!
A wizard or magician! That's Max! A ring worn by the magician...
Okay. Tara! Listen, okay? The tunnel, you know? I found the tunnel.
Really? Where?
Here, come on. See? Told you.
I'm trying to hear what they're saying.
A hand comes through the wall and grabs Nikki's hair. Tara grabs hold of Nicky's legs and tries to pull him free from the hand's grip. Unfortunately, she pulls so hard his head becomes detached from his body.
Whoa! Uh-oh!
He stands up. A white smoke pours from his neck. His headless body walks into a shelving unit. Tara tries to pull his head free from the hand. Nicky's body helps Tara tuck his head free from the hand.
Would you come over here and pick up my head, please?
All right.
Tara gives Nicky back his head. He then places it the wrong way round on his body.
Tara, where are you?
Your head's on backwards.
He turns his head around to the front.
I'll get Max.
I don't think they're going to be very happy he's dropping in.
Tara flies off. At school, Miss Wilson, one of the teachers, is in the science laboratory when she notices a white rat running around the floor at her feet. She picks the rat up.
Well, hello. How did you get out of your cage?
She looks at the rat curiously, then places it on one of the worktops. An intense light shines from a crack around the rat's body, and it splits into two halves. Miss Wilson steps back as fears materializes from the cloud of smoke that pours up into the room. Fear sprays Miss Wilson in a white mist from his hands, which instantly freezes her. He then transforms into the middle-aged balding man. He bumps into a model of a human skeleton on his way out from the lab and jumps at the sight of a smaller version.
Smaller is scarier.
Nobody pays any attention to Fears as he walks through the school in his disguise. Tara flies along the corridor and finds Max at his locker.
Your basement.
They weren't mice. They were paranormal things.
Yeah, and everything Lulu told us was true.
And Max, I thought that we'd walk to rehearsal together.
Yeah.
Max, you have to go into the tunnel.
Not now. Talk later, okay?
Later? But we're trying to find my mom and dad. And who's she?
That's Tracy. My assistant. Look, Tara, I need some really cool magic stuff. Things flying, disappearing, really awesome. I want to impress Tracy, and I want her to be really amazed.
Max catches up with Tracy.
So, everyone on your bus is talking about how your magic pushed Billy around.
It was so simple. You see, I just unleashed my full magic... powers. Let me explain. I have a unique gift that allows me to turn my face into a magnet. I just use my face to open that locker door. I better demagnetize. No more locker doors. No more locker doors.
He glares at Tara, who stands next to Tracy.
You know, Tracy, after the show there's a dance.
Oh, you wouldn't. This old hag, she's wearing too much makeup.
No, she's not.
I'm not what?
Not going to the dance alone.
No, that never happens. Usually some jerk from the football team invites me.
If you were free for just one dance, then maybe you could...
Tara clamps his lips together.
That's cute. Cat got your tongue? Come on, let's go rehearse.
Yeah.
Tara folds her arms and follows behind Max and Tracy.
So what was that all about?
Pay attention to me. You have to go into the tunnel.
Tomorrow, okay? We'll do it tomorrow. Today, I'm rehearsing. Hey, wait up! Hey. Trunk.
Sweet. Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom. Whoa. I brought
brought your magic stuff over.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Mom, this is my new assistant, Tracy.
Tracy. Hi.
Oh, nice to meet you.
You're Max's assistant. Nice.
Yeah.
Fears creeps into the school hall. He pushes a bucket and mop along in front of him while keeping a watch on Max.
Hope Max has told you what you're getting in for.
I'm sure it will be all good.
Max, if you don't go now, it'll be too late.
No, it won't.
It won't?
No. Everything's fine. It's all under control, okay?
Fears runs at Max while transforming back to his original body.
Hey!
He grabs Tara and runs off with her.
Hey! Stop! Give her back! Give her back!
Max chases after him as he runs out of the hall with Tara wrapped in his cape.
Miss Doyle, is Max always like this?
Yeah, he's always like this, but never really as much as that.
His mum and Tracy run out after him as he tries to catch up with Fears. Fears goes back to the science lab, then evaporates. Max rushes in and spots the frozen Miss Wilson. Fears returns, the door slams shut, and the lights go out. Fears beckons to Max with a bony finger. Outside, his mum and Tracy arrive to find the door locked.
Max! Max! Someone open the door!
Max! I think I hear someone calling. He'll be right there, sweetie. But first, he has to have some teeth drilled.
No, he doesn't. No, I'll take a haircut. A haircut's fine. Please.
The two ghouls are summoned from Fear's cape and hold Max in a chair. A finger on each of Fear's hand has sprouted a dentist drill.
Oh, I love that sound. His bicuspids look spectacular. We should take those out first. Bring Nikki to me on Halloween night, or we'll schedule a second dental appointment. Have a sucker.
He gives Max a lollipop. The two ghouls return to his cape.
From the light of Earth, the dark descends. Should they return, that all depends.
Quiet! Max, I've grown stronger. Half of a spell just won't do the job. Remember? Always floss. I, unfortunately, never did.
He spins and in a puff of smoke disappears.
Max! Open the door!
The ice encapsulating Miss Wilson falls away. Miss Wilson falls flat on her face.
I thought people always fainted backwards.
Who's Tara?
Who's this person we can't see?
She's just part of my magic. Was part of my magic factory.
Colin is shooting some hoops with his dad at the front of their house.
Oh, nice. Hey, honey.
Max arrives home with his mum. He gets out of the car, looking very glum.
Hey, what's up, Magic Man?
Oh, just getting ready for my magic act. I don't know. Doesn't really matter.
Oh, come on. This is a big day for you.
And strange. Very strange day. Mrs. Murray was taken away in an ambulance. She just snapped. And our son was chasing an invisible something.
Mom, it's okay. Just a little stressed out.
Stressed out? Yeah, Max, what have I been telling you for years? Nothing relaxes a person like exercise. Football, baseball, basketball. I mean, just look at your brother Colin. Look how relaxed he is.
Colin throws the ball through the hoop.
Nice.
Well, guys that only have to worry about which deodorant to use usually are relaxed.
What? Come on.
Honey, I need to talk to you.
She points at Max.
All right. I'll tell you what, Max. I want you to stay out here with Colin until you score at least 10 points against him in a one-on-one.
What, Dad?
Yeah, I won't take no for an answer, all right? No son of mine is going to be stressed out when all he needs is a little quality basketball time with his brother. Now get to it.
Aww. Nikki appears on the lawn.
Max! Max, you've got to get into that tunnel. Where's Tara?
Look, I've got some bad news.
Yeah? Well, so do I.
You're never going to make it to 10.
Look, Colin, I've got to get inside. Now. It's important.
Hey! Forget it. You heard Dad. You can't go inside until you make it to 10.
Fine.
Nikki knocks the ball from under Colin's arm. Max catches it.
Come on, Max. I'm going to help you win this thing.
Okay.
Max scoots around in a high-speed blur, scoring hoop after hoop. Colin stands helplessly, watching in amazement. He passes the ball to Colin.
See ya.
I gotta stop eating yum-dums.
Nikki follows Max to his bedroom.
So, what's your bad news?
Fierce took your sister.
No!
Yeah, and if I would have paid more attention to her at school, then Fierce wouldn't have been able to snatch her. Dude, this is all my fault.
Listen, it's not your fault that Fierce is trying to snatch Tara and me. We're the ones who brought you into this anyway.
Yeah, I guess whose fault it was doesn't matter. But we've got to save her. So what are we going to do?
Okay, listen. You know how Lulu was talking about how there's a tunnel and only living people can go in there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there must be something in there that Fear doesn't want us to see.
You're right.
Something that'll help us defeat him.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you're going in.
What?
Yeah, you have to go in. I'm dead.
What?
Yeah, let's go.
What?
Yeah!
But are you sure about this? I mean, what if we're not ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I'm going.
Colin looks at Max with a confused expression.
I gotta stop eating peanuts, too. Oh, wait. This is just a dream.
He smashes the tray of nuts onto his forehead.
Okay.
Colin falls backwards onto the floor. Max and Nikki hurry down the stairs to the basement.
No one in the world wants to go into this tunnel more than me. Unless you do.
Are you afraid?
Afraid? I don't know the meaning of the word afraid. Fortunately, I do know the meaning of fear and petrified.
Okay, all I want you to do is run and jump through the wall.
You want me to jump into that wall?
Yes, you'll be fine. You'll pass right through.
I thought that only you could do that.
The fact that you're not a ghost is the only reason you can go in there. Okay, get ready. One, two,
wait! What if I can't find my way out of there? Then I'll end up a ghost, and I'll be no use to Tara.
You'll be fine.
One, two, wait! I have two more things to say.
What?
Don't let me do this. One, two,
wait! There's only one thing.
What's the second thing? Please don't let me do this! Come on, man!
No!
One, two, three!
Nikki hurls Max through the basement wall. He lands safely on the tunnel floor.
Deep breath. Deep breath. The forest is behind you.
He looks up in fear at the skeletons and skulls embedded in the tunnel walls.
Correction. The forest is in front of you. Boy.
He creeps slowly and cautiously along the tunnel. He peers down an interconnecting tunnel, then flattens himself against the wall as a hooded ghoul walks past him. He turns into the connecting tunnel and picks his way over several human skeletons lying on the floor. Another ghoul walks across the end of the tunnel. Max steps out behind him. He again pushes himself against the wall as a ghoul follows him out.
Only I know where she was.
I'm here.
Where?
Back at the tunnel. Go straight.
I wish you could see me too.
I can see you. I need you to come to me. Now.
Are you crazy? There's a whole bunch of people down there that I usually try to kill in video games.
It's okay. Just like when Nikki and I are in your world, you're the only one who can see us. Here, I'm the only one who can see you. Now get over here, but be careful. They can't see you. They might be able to feel you.
Max walks to a small chasm at the end of the tunnel. A group of ghouls stand motionless in an eerie silence, guarding Tara, who stands at the back of the chasm. Max threads his way through the statuesque ghouls, looking up at their gruesome, contorted faces as he quietly heads towards Tara. He trips but recovers without disturbing them.
Tara, I'm here to save you. I made it.
I can't. Lulu's right. Only the living can make it out of here. Until tomorrow night.
But that's Halloween.
I know. That's when Fierce is planning to release all of these spirits.
Well, what can we do?
I want you to go back and do your show tomorrow night. And make sure Nikki is there helping.
You want me to do my show? But why?
You'll see. And I want you to take this.
She picks up a small wooden casket.
Find the ring inside and make sure you wear it tomorrow night. It'll help your magic. Now get out of here before Fierce gets back. Just like he can see him, he can see you. Ooh.
Max takes the casket from Tara. It has a shiny metal plate on the lid inscribed with the name N. Roland. He gingerly traces his way back through the tunnels. Wide-eyed, Max steps carefully along the dark tunnel. He catches his foot on the bones of a skeleton and falls to the ground. The eyes of a dormant ghoul flash open and dart around the tunnel. He spots Max on the floor, who appears to him like an image from a thermal sensing camera. Max jumps to his feet and begins to run for his life. The ghoul quickly chases after him. Running with outstretched arms, the ghoul begins to catch up with Max. Max races through the wall and hits his head on a metal pipe in the basement.
Well, what happened? Did you see Tara or what?
Yeah. She gave me this. This was my dad's stuff.
Fierce must have been hiding it.
Why? Why didn't he want to see?
I know.
They open the casket and find a pocket watch on a chain, letters tied with a ribbon. Then Nikki finds a gold ring with a large red gem in the center.
Oh, cool ring! Never seen this before. Tara told me about this.
You couldn't get Tara out of there?
She didn't want me to get her out. She just said to do the show tomorrow night and be sure that you were there. She said we'd find out why.
Nikki walks away from Max, then turns back to him.
Are you sure? Positive. Maybe it has something to do with Fears and Halloween. But she did say to be sure I was wearing this ring.
The ring glints on Max's finger. Max sleeps restlessly in his bed. He dreams of the recent events, Fears coming to his school, meeting Iggy and Tara for the first time, and Tara being abducted by Fears. He recalls Buster splitting in half and the hand coming through the wall, then the ghouls that emerge from under Fear's cape. He dreams of the yellow ray of light that stripped the flesh from his hand, then Lulu's fearful prediction.
He plans on letting them all out on Halloween when he's at his full power. You can't let him.
He's running in the tunnel, then at home with his mum.
Spell designed to defeat evil.
He sees Tara in the dark chasm.
Only the living can make it out of here.
Then wearing the gold ring, and back to the chase in the tunnel, before finally waking up. He flops back on his pillow, turns over, and sees Fears lying next to him.
Boom!
Can I have a glass of water?
Nikki rushes over to Max.
It's okay, Max. You're only dreaming.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. I've been here the whole time. Don't worry. No ghost can get in here without me knowing about it.
Coming from a ghost? I'm sure that fixes everything.
It's Halloween. Max and his family leave the house on the way to the school. Max comes down the steps in his top hat, bow tie and cape, followed by Nikki.
So, we just do the regular act?
Whatever that is.
Max goes to get in the car. Colin jumps out in front of him wearing a scary mask.
Ah! Ah! Man, what a wimp.
Are you gonna let him get away with that?
Forget it! We gotta get to the show. I'll get in. I'll meet you at the school.
Max's trunk is set up on the center of the stage. His mum and dad are dancing enthusiastically along with the music. Max's teacher, Mrs. Murray, appears on stage and introduces the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to kick off tonight's entertainment, I am pleased to present Max the Magnificent and his equally magnificent assistant, Tracy Walker.
The large audience sit at tables set up in the hall. Max and Tracy walk onto the stage. Max bows and his hat falls off. He replaces his hat, then sidles across the stage to where Nikki is standing.
What do we do first?
I don't know. Let's see what junk my mom put in the trunk.
He opens the lid to the trunk and removes a large plastic bottle of water, which he places on the tabletop.
Hey, pick it up.
The plastic bottle then appears to float across to another smaller table set up on the stage. Max takes a clear plastic tumbler from his trunk and holds it up for the audience to see. He then places it on the table next to the bottle of water.
And pour.
The bottle lifts and fills the tumbler with water till it overflows.
Enough! What you took that for? Well, you never told me to stop.
Max dramatically swirls his cape as he returns to his trunk.
Uh-huh. A deck of cards. And now, for my next trick, I need my lovely assistant to stand next to me.
And what would you like me to do?
You're doing it. And now, I need a volunteer from the audience. You, sir. I want you to pick a card. But wait, don't come to me. The deck will come to you.
The deck of cards floats from Max's hand over to the hand of the volunteer in the audience.
And now, sir, pick a card.
The man shuffles through the deck and chooses a card.
Now show it to the audience. Now put it back in the deck.
He replaces the card, then places the deck on his open palm.
And now the deck will come back to me.
It floats back to Max on the stage. Nikki comes and stands alongside him.
Three of hearts.
Was your card the three of hearts?
The man nods.
What does any of this have to do with freeing Tara or my parents?
I don't know, brother. She just told me to do the act.
He takes a clear plastic ball out of the trunk with a cockroach inside it.
A cockroach? Well, I guess we aren't the only audience watching the show tonight.
Max looks disapprovingly at Tracy.
Okay. Let's move on to some levitating.
The cockroach quickly grows in size and bursts out of the plastic ball. An intense light runs around its body before it splits in two. A column of smoke rises up into the air.
In the light of Earth, the dark descends. Should they return, that all depends.
Fears emerges from the smoke and rises high up above the stage. The audience sit back in their chairs as they witness the amazing spectacle.
Behold, on this the most evil of Halloween nights, my legion of souls will walk again.
He holds his hands out in front of him, with his fingers spread apart, and releases streams of white mist that twist their way through the audience like large floating serpents.
Oh, you want a little of this? How about you? You want some too?
The white mist serpents leave the school building through the clock tower. They increase in size as they fly across the dark night sky on their way to Max's house. They enter the house and make straight for the basement. They pass through the wall and arouse the ghouls in the tunnel. The ghouls run at the wall and pass through an opening created by the mist serpents. The ghouls pour from the hole in the basement wall like a swarm of angry bees. Tara escapes with them. They swirl around the night sky outside the Doyle's house, scaring the young children out trick-or-treating.
Mom, there's real ghosts out here.
Oh, honey, you know there's no such thing as ghosts.
A ghoul screams at the girl's mother and she passes out. The little girl throws a handful of sweets at the ghouls. They gather together and fly across the town, back to the school where Fears is waiting. The ghouls enter the school building and swarm around the hall, terrorizing the audience at Max's show.
Come forward, my children, forward! Take your place, eternally tormenting the living. Endure.
The guests frantically wave their hands above their heads as they attempt to swap their menacing ghouls. On stage, Tracy screams as she is surrounded by several of Fear's grotesque creatures. A pumpkin-headed ghoul chases Mrs. Murray across the stage.
Need to find the last of the Roland brats, and I'll be unstoppable!
Where's my sister?
How accommodating.
Fierce pushes Max to the floor and drags Nikki away with him.
Let me go!
Oh, let me go! Let me go!
Tara flies over the stage and confronts Fierce.
Yeah! Let go, my brother!
Fierce grabs hold of her too. The ring suddenly projects the spell up into the air.
The light of Earth, the dark descends, should they return, that all
The ghouls begin to get sucked into a blue swirling column. Despite their best efforts to hang on, one by one, the ghouls disappear into the swirling column at the side of the stage.
Come on, everybody! From the light of Earth! The dark
shall die! Stop reading that cursed poem!
Nikki and Tara lift Max up into the air, the audience watch in disbelief as he floats above the stage. The swirling blue column vanishes, and Max drops down onto the stage, landing amongst the debris. He slowly gets to his feet. The audience all stand up from their seats. Colin shakes his head in amazement while clapping along with the rest of the audience. His mum and dad approach the stage. Mrs. Murray comes out of the wings, smiling broadly.
Max, I can't believe it. You've made this fundraiser the most successful one the school has ever had. Thank you.
Max, that was the most amazing magic act I've ever seen.
Son, I can't tell you how proud you made me. I've been trying to get you into sports and to keep up with Colin and forget it. You really found your true calling, and I want you to know I back you 100%. You made this the best Halloween ever.
Thanks, Dad.
He gives his dad a hug.
Everybody, everybody! This is my son up here.
Max swirls his cape and takes a bow. Tracy smiles and strikes a pose for the audience.
This is the best Halloween ever.
You guys made it. Fierce didn't get you.
Thanks to you.
Oh, come on. You guys are the ones who did it. Now with Fierce out of the way, we can really concentrate on finding your parents.
You know what? I can feel Mom and Dad. They know we're looking for them. And they believe we're gonna find them too. We got the ring, we know where the tunnel is, and the evil ghosts are gone. We can probably find more clues in there, and that should lead us right to them. This is so great.
You know, it's weird. Because I can feel them too. It's like they're leading us right to them.
I know.
A little more investigating, we should be hooking up with them soon.
My gosh, this is so great.
Oi, listen, Max. Go back there and enjoy some time with your family. You deserve it. We'll see you back at the house.
Okay, don't worry. Tomorrow, we'll dive head on into this investigation. The three of us, we make an awesome team. Nothing can stop us now.
Yeah. I got
Bye.
Max rejoins his parents and Tracy center stage. A little cockroach scurries across the stage and stops in front of them. He gets up on his hind legs and laughs menacingly. The end.